Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Church. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our hosts, Apostle Etta Banks and Minister Tamika Garnes, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, beloved. This is Apostle Etta Banks, your host here today on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And to God be all the glory and the honor. We have, of course, with me today my co-host. You know how I feel about a loyal, confidant, precious, beautiful, all kinds of accolades that I could give her this morning. But I'm just wanting to say good morning to her and thank God that we both are here today. So good morning, beloved. How are you doing?
Good morning, beloved. I am well. Sounds like you are too. Glad to be here. Glad to be alive. Glad to be able to speak and think and move and all those things that God has given us that we at times take for granted. And I just thank God that my healing and our healing is manifesting.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, yes, yes. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. And I do want to thank those of you, you know, that were with us the few minutes that we were on last week. And, you know, the prayers that went forward, they were very much needed, very much needed. And we ask you, of course, to continue to pray. There's never a time to stop praying. You just might change the things you're praying for. But continue to pray, and we really do appreciate the prayers of the righteous. Why? Because the prayers of the righteous avail much, 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 much. It's taken care of when the righteous come together and pray. So we definitely do thank you so much for the covering that y'all gave us last week and for being patient with us, for being patient with us, you know, that we did not have a full show, but you were so patient. I do thank the Lord for you. I really do. So I want to say good morning to Tamika Shelton. Good morning, precious heart. Love you much. Love you much. And good morning to Joyce and Lester Richardson. God bless you, beloved. God bless you. Good morning to Joyce in New York. God bless you. And, yes, I do still have you and Tavia on my prayer list. So God bless you. God bless you. Good morning to Prophetess Kim. Good morning to Nikki, too. Praise be unto God. Good morning to Deacon Banks. Good morning to Isaiah in Chicago. Good morning to Rob in Pennsylvania, Denise in Pennsylvania. Good morning to all of the members of New Vision that connect with us on Saturday mornings. Good morning to you guys. God bless you. God bless you. And to all of the rest of you that come on here every Saturday morning, God bless you. Good morning to you. It is so good to see your numbers show up on our dashboard. It is so good, I tell you. It blesses my heart each time I see a number come up and another number come up. It just really blesses my heart. So again, good morning to you all, and may God be with you as we continue on with our session for today. Beloved, it is in your hands, sweetheart, to say your greetings and prayer, please.
Amen. Well, good morning to each and every one of you all. I thank God for you. I hope all is well in your lives and everybody is healthy. God is granting you the desires of your heart. And we just thank you for joining us on another Saturday for Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And do know that we love and appreciate you all. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for your comments. Thank you for your prayers. Just thank you for everything. Apostle and I greatly appreciate you. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. We bless you, Lord. We honor you. We praise you. We adore you, Lord God, and we just give you all the praise and honor because you and you alone are worthy, O God. You are Alpha and Omega. You, Father God, are the great I Am. You are Yahweh. You are Emmanuel, and we give you praise, for there is none like you. We want to say good morning and thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for protecting us throughout the night. Thank you for covering us from things seen and unseen in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you that your promises never return unto you void. We thank you that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think according to the power that works in us, Holy Spirit power. Holy Spirit power, just have your way. You know what's going on in the lives of those that are on right now and those that may choose to listen at a later time, Lord. And I just lift them up to you right now. I just pray a spirit of peace to be upon them, that whatever it is, whatever concerns that they have, that we would lay them at your feet and leave them there and let you be God in the situation and allow you to fight for us. In the name of Jesus, oh God, thank you, Lord. Thank you for fighting for us, Lord God. Thank you for coming to see about us when we call on you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you that you are the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And we will forever love you and give you praise. And just thank you for being who you are. Thank you for being a mighty king. Thank you for being Abba. Thank you for being just everything that we need you to be, Lord God. Even the times where we may have been disappointed or discouraged because something didn't go our way. And some of us may have turned our back on you, but Father, I thank you for receiving us back in your arms. Thank you for the open arms that you have for us, Father God, when we have fallen away or when we don't understand a certain situation. And Father, we just say thank you. Thank you that you are consistent and faithful in all things in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you that there is none like you. I thank you, Father God, that we have you to go to. We have you to cry out to. We have you to work on our behalf in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you for your healing in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you that your healing is our portion, that we don't have to do something to receive healing in the name of Jesus. And when I mean do something, like we don't have to owe you something in order for our healing to manifest, but that we call on you, Lord God, and we just ask for healing and it happens. It's as our faith allows us to believe in our heart and in our mind that we are healed. We are healed in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And so, Father God, we just thank you right now. Thank you, Lord God, that you are so loving. Thank you, Father God, that you are so awesome. Thank you, Father God, that you created us, you molded us, and every one of us has a special gift or a talent that you created us for. We all are different and unique in our own way. Neither one of us are the same, Lord God. And we just thank you right now that you believe in us, even when we don't believe in ourselves, oh God, you believe in us. And we just want to say thank you. And just have your way on this show today and in the lives of your children. We love you, we honor you, and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. What a wonderful way. What a wonderful way, you know, to start our day, you know, by coming into the presence of the Lord and feeling his presence, and even if you didn't feel it, but to know that you know that you know that he is omnipresent, and so he is with us at all times. He is with us at all times. So it is a joy. It is a joy, a joy, a joy. To God be all the glory and the honor. To God be all the glory and the honor. Well, beloved, this morning, I would like for us to deal with the power of our thoughts. The power of our thoughts. We know that the word tells us that as a man thinketh, so is he. And I want us to talk about how much power, control, our thoughts have over us. Our thoughts. I can't say it, I guess, any other way. You know, there's so many times when we are dealing with other people, dealing with ourselves, whatever the case may be, and we have thoughts that are not godly. We have some thoughts that are godly, and whichever one that we end up listening to the most, you know, that's the thought pattern that we end up living by. The enemy loves to put thoughts into our minds, and we're speaking of the believers. He loves to put thoughts in our minds, and when those thoughts are meditated on, they produce strongholds. They produce feelings, negative feelings that can really mess us up. They could land us into a place where we're in bondage and can't seem to get out of it. And this is all because we've listened to the devil more than we listen to our Heavenly Father. I know as I listen to the different prayer requests that come, and the prayer requests that come over, the exact same prayer request that comes over and over and over again, excuse me, over and over and over again, and listening to how that request is put, it sounds like the person had not renewed their mind or changed the way they were thinking about that particular situation, that they had not changed how they were thinking about it. And that is a problem. It is a problem when, again, we give more credence to what Satan says to us and about us than we give to what God says to us and about us. There are strongholds that keep us in such bondage, you know, that we can't live a life of freedom. We can't live a life of peace. We have no joy. Just nothing good comes out of it because we're always thinking those negative things. The strongholds have been formed, and they're constantly giving us stuff that that negates what God says, and we feed into that. We feed into that, and so, you know, we just want to touch a little bit on that this morning. Touch a little bit on that this morning. When we're looking at your thoughts, you know, there are at least two voices that we hear. I think there are three to begin with, but there are two voices for sure. Satan comes along and tells us, you know, look at what you did. Look at the sin you committed. It wasn't even just yesterday. It was, you know, several years ago. That was so bad. You're a failure. There's no way that God can forgive you for that mess. You're not fit to be part of the kingdom. You're not fit to be called a child of God. How could you even go to God and ask him for anything? Because you are a mess. And so we begin again to meditate on that we are a mess, we are a failure, there's no way out for us, and we hang on to that, we end up living by that. But praise be unto God, Jesus through the word of God tells us that if we turn to him, we will be forgiven. We will be forgiven. And you'll find that in 1 John 1:9. We will be forgiven and our past will be forgotten. Isaiah 43:25 says, I, even I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for my own sake and will not remember thy sin. Isn't that something that is powerful to know, that there isn't a sin other than blasphemy? There isn't a sin that we could do that our Father is saying, I will forgive you if you turn to me. If you turn to me, I will forgive you. And then he blots it out so that he remembers it no longer. That is powerful all within itself. That is powerful. Beloved, what do you say?
Yes, ma'am. I agree with what you are sharing. Also, I don't think we really understand the magnitude of what our thoughts can create. And so if we're meditating on something negative, of course it's going to look that way because now we have believed it because we've come in agreement with it. And so if you're constantly hearing you'll never be anything, you're a failure, you're ugly, you're this, you're that. And once you constantly agree with that, or just, it only takes one time. It only takes one time for you to agree, and then you embrace it, and then it becomes a part of you. So then your mind has basically swallowed it, and now you're living that negative thing. And then you're trying to figure out why you can't change or why things keep happening. And it's because you're still holding on to that negative thought. You're still holding on to that stronghold. You haven't really let it go. And so the way you let it go is if you're constantly hearing you're a failure, if the enemy's constantly saying you're a failure, God doesn't love you, you'll never be anything, if you don't counteract that with the positive, which is the opposite of what the enemy is speaking, if you hear negative and you say the opposite of it, which is, should be a positive thing, then your mind will start to feed off of that positive thing that's going on. And so we have the power to control our own thoughts. Yes, there are some people who have mental health issues that may not be able to do that on their own. But for the most part, we have the power to control our thoughts. And so we don't have to sit and allow the enemy to beat up on us, because we are a child of God and we have power to speak to those things. We have power to shift the atmosphere because we are children of God. We have the power to shift the atmosphere. Even when we're going through something, whatever it is that you're going through at right in that moment, yes, it may seem very hard. It may seem like you want to give up. It may seem like you want to die. But don't stay in that place. Don't hold on to it. Don't let it settle in your spirit. And don't let it keep playing over and over and over again in your mind, because that's the enemy's way of tricking you into believing a lie, and then it becomes a stronghold. And then we know what other things that strongholds can create. And so as long as you believe that you are a child of God, when you hear the negative thoughts, counteract it with a positive thought so that you may live in freedom. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So as you see and listening to what Minister Tabika said, listening to that, and when I said there were two voices that are speaking to us, you know, Satan definitely is the voice that gives us all of these negative thoughts and so forth. But then you have the Word of God, which gives you the other side. That's where you're counteracting with the Word of God. And we have to decide what and or who are we going to believe? Whose word should we stand on? Whose word should we believe? And should we judge everything by how we let me say about when I say judge everything by how we feel. You know, there are lots of times I have people say to me, you know, I don't feel that God loves me. I feel that God is mad at me and so forth. And beloved, God did the greatest thing, showed the greatest love that anyone could ever do. In fact, the love that he showed for us, nobody else had the ability to do that. Nobody else. And to do that, you know, he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And that was the greatest love of all, the greatest love of all. So because I'm feeling miserable, because I'm feeling rejected and abandoned by somebody, not by God, but by somebody else, we have the tendency to put all of that blame on God, all of it. We blame him for what it is that we are going through. And we can walk in the fullness of his word. We can walk guilt-free of things we've done in the past. We can walk shame-free of what has been done in the past. And to knowing this, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, things are become new. All things are become new. Beloved, you are a new creature in Christ. All of the horrible things that you have dealt with, the things that have been said to you, the lies that you've believed, the lies that you told to yourself about yourself, those strongholds, all of that can be passed away or has passed away when you are in Christ Jesus. You are a new creature. And yes, there are many of us that are saved, and you know what? We've accepted the Lord as our Savior, but we really haven't fully accepted the Word of God. And which is strange when I think about it, because Jesus is the Word. He is the Word. And yet we don't accept the Word. So when we don't accept the Word for what it's really worth, then do we accept Jesus, the Word? Do we accept Jesus, the Word? And that's something for us to think about. You know, so many times, you know, we say, you know, that we're born again, we're saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit. But listen to some of the conversations that we have. And you'll see where we're leaning more towards the way of the world, what Satan has said to us, you know, how we received all the negativity that other people have said to us. That's what we're meditating on. That's what we're thinking about, rather than what God has said to us, rather than what God himself has said. Listen, beloved, this is Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And, of course, you all know that if you would like to share, get in on this conversation, all you have to do is press 1 on your keypad. Press 1 on your keypad, and we will see that you have something that you would like to say, and we are open to hear what you want to say. Again, this is Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And with that also being said, I want you to remember that greater is he that is within you than he that is in this world. Greater. God is greater. He's greater than the negative things that mommy and daddy said, brother and sister, teacher, pastor, you know, your friends and your spouse. He's greater than that. He is greater than that. So we have to be very careful who we listen to. And the way that we listen to God is by the reading of his word. And that helps to renew our negative thoughts. It renews our mind. It gives us something to meditate on. You see, because nobody has to tell you to meditate on those negative things. When those negative things come to us, we automatically, man, We hit replay on that Billy. We play that scenario over and over and over again. It is there. It is stuck. There's a groove in the record, okay? And I know a lot of you don't know what records are, but there's a groove in it because of the fact that we have played that thing so much, and yet we don't take the time out to allow God to speak to us. And he does that through his word. He does that not only through his word, also Holy Spirit. You know, as we're meditating in the word, as we're thinking about it, concentrating on it and so forth, Holy Spirit begins to reveal stuff to us, speaks to us. And I'm telling you, it's an awesome, awesome thing. It's an awesome time to have with the Lord. It's awesome. I can't remember. I think it might have been one of the members of our church that I don't know whether she wrote a poem or just said this out loud, but when the enemy came to accuse her of things that she used to do in the past and so forth, she said, nope, guilt doesn't live here anymore. He's been evicted. Nope, abandonment doesn't live here anymore. He's been evicted. You know, so all of those negative traits that you've been hanging on to, tell it, no, this is your eviction notice. I'm putting you out. You do not live here anymore. And when we do this, when we are ridding ourselves of these things, then filling those empty spaces with the word of God, filling those empty spaces with the fruit of the Spirit, filling those empty spaces with what God has said about us. And I'm telling you, it makes a difference in your life. It will make a difference in your life. Beloved, is there something you'd like to share?
Yes. Also, I feel like we stay in bondage so mm-hmm. long because of our thoughts. Because, again, our thoughts can create, like, atmospheres. And when we believe in something, it's like we're adamant that we believe in this thing. And so it takes, you know, 5-10 people may have told you that that's not true. Like, for people who have self-esteem, like low self-esteem issues, you know, no matter how much you tell them how beautiful they are, they can't
mm-hmm.
see it. They can't receive it
mm-hmm.
because of the fact that they already have told themselves that they're ugly, that they're not pretty. And so it's like we can say you are beautiful, and because they can't see it, they don't think it. And so
mm-hmm.
it's like, okay, it's up to them to let go of the incorrect view of how they see themselves. And
mm-hmm.
and if it's really, really strong, then they may need deliverance, depending on where
yeah.
it stemmed from.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right.
So just when you're ministering to people and you notice that you keep saying the same thing to them over and over and over again, and it seems like they're not getting it, that's because the stronghold is there, and the stronghold is blocking them from hearing or seeing what it is that you are telling them. And so you have to basically give that to the Lord and let him
mm-hmm.
do his thing. Once you minister
mm-hmm.
to a point, you got to give it to the Lord and let him do his thing. And so I know for me, there was a time where I felt a certain way about myself. And then once I heard the Lord tell me that I was beautiful, it was all over. Like, I don't care if I looked in the mirror and my hair look a mess. I don't care. God said, I'm beautiful. I'm beautiful. So you can't tell me anything different, because I believe what I heard my father say. And so because I struggled with, you know, low self-esteem for a long time, you know, even when I came to New Vision, and New Vision was the catalyst, you know, an apostle and deliverance was what set me free from those things. And I tell you, it's like I even look at myself sometimes and I chuckle, because it's almost like I don't believe that this is me. I don't believe that I was that person that I used to be, because I see so much transformation. And so I would just say, for those that are struggling with self-image issues and low self-esteem and all those things that come with what we see on TV and social media as what they call beautiful, and because we don't look like that, we're not beautiful. So we sit and we compare ourselves to different people and wondering why we couldn't look like that. And I just want to tell you that God knows that you're beautiful. God, you are beautiful. You are. And God wants you to know that you are beautiful. God wants you to know that he created you. And I know sometimes we don't like that we see when we look in the mirror or whatever, but God created us beautiful. We come from what he created, and God don't create ugly stuff. You understand what I'm saying? Like, we come from him. He's great. He's mighty. He's royalty. He's all these things, and we have to believe that we are too. And so if our parents hurt us by words, you know, yes, it's kind of hard to let go of those things because they became embedded, and it hurt the worst because it came out of your parents' mouths. Those were the ones that were supposed to love you first and take care of you and train you and all those things. But there is hope, and there is deliverance, and there is a way to become, you know, set free and healed from all of that stuff. And once you are, you're not going to want to go back to that old thing. So I hope that this show has been ministering to somebody today, or you know somebody who may need to hear what we are talking about today, and that you may share it with them. But it's time that a lot of people know that they are beautiful no matter what anybody else says about you. You are beautiful because you were created by our Father, and he creates beautiful things. When it comes to us, now there are some animals out there that, you know, we'd be like, but anyway, he created us, we're human, and he created us, and embrace who you are and love you because God created you. He loves you, and there are people that love you too. So amen.
You know, as you were speaking, beloved, I was thinking about, you know, how we have to affirm, we have to say words of affirmation, and especially when those are the words that God has said about us, but words of affirmation to feed our spirit, and repeating that over and over and over again, you know, until we believe what we're saying. And I thought about your godson, my great-grandson. I thought about that baby and how he does his affirmations every day. He does them. He has them memorized. He teaches them to the younger children at the daycare. You know, he says, come on, y'all, say this. And, you know, and he says those affirmations. And I'm telling you, when he gets into a place where he's not feeling so sure of himself, he's got those words to fall back on, you know. You know, I am smart. I can read. I can write. I am intelligent. I will not be underestimated, you know. And he's got a lot. I am a child of God. And he's been saying these now for well over a year. He's 7 years old now. And he's been saying them well over a year, probably 2 years now. that he has been saying it. And I have watched him, you know, things that he's confessing, I have watched those things also being manifested in him, you know. It's coming to light. He at first, you know, children will say whatever we tell them to say. So they would say it, they would memorize it, and it doesn't have much meaning to them. But as he is growing older, as we explain the word to him, now the words that he's quoting, it has meaning to it. It means something. There's a feeling that goes along with what he's saying. You know, it's not just words spit out into the atmosphere. You know, he knows this is about his life. This is about who he is. And it is amazing. I love to hear him do those affirmations. And thanks to God, I just encourage you. You know, we do so much negative self-talk. Let us start doing the positive thing. Let us start, you know, talking positive about ourselves. Let us do that. You know, the voices that we listen to will be the one that crowds out any other voice that we may hear. And more than one voice is speaking to you. But the one that you pay the most attention to, the one that you meditate on, that one will snuff the life out of the other ones. It will snuff the life out of it. So if you're going to listen to Satan's lies and deception, the more strongholds you're going to have in your mind. And the more strongholds that you have, the harder it's going to be for you to hear God's word. And then, of course, on the other side of that coin, the more you listen to the truth in God's word, the more it tears down the strongholds of the enemy, and it makes it harder for the enemy's voice to penetrate your system. It makes it harder for the enemy's voice to penetrate your system. So, beloved, you have to decide who you are going to listen to, who you're going to listen to. If we listen to our Heavenly Father, and as he speaks to us through his word, and meditate on the word, it'll become part of us. It will become part of us. So much so, you know, that you'll find yourself with almost there's not a conversation that you would have where you can't figure, where you might, wait a minute, let me get this right. When you meditate on God's words and focus in on that, and it becomes a part of you, in almost every conversation you have, you don't have to quote scripture, but in every conversation you have, you will be speaking the principle of God's word. You'll be speaking the very principle of his word. And then if the scripture comes to you and you say the scripture, you may not say the scripture out loud in that conversation, but the word is going to pop up in your head and you're going to say it, you know, within you. You're going to say it within you. And that's an awesome thing, you know, to know that you have read the word enough, you've meditated on the word, you've prayed, and God's word is being locked in your heart. It is being locked in your heart, and as it's being locked in your heart, it's locked in your mind, and we are told to renew our minds. We must renew them, and in doing this, I'm telling you, saints of God, this is how we end up walking in freedom. This is how we end up being able to walk in our deliverance and in freedom. Again, beloved, this is Apostle Etta Banks along with Minister Tabika Garnes. Praise be unto God. We're here on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And yes, caller, your last four digits, of course I know who you are, but it's 1816. Good morning to you, beloved.
Good morning to you both. How are you all doing this week?
Just fine.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank
doing
you.
Much better than we were last week.
Amen. I went out of the conversation for a minute because I had to run in the store, so I hope I'm not repeating something that was said, but we've actually been talking about this in church, and I did some research. So there's the natural component and the spiritual piece with the mind. And one of the scriptures, mm-hmm. one you just said, about renewing our mind daily, and I use these in my coaching sessions, Philippians 4:8 also, whatever things are honest, whatever mm-hmm. things are just and pure.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is one of the techniques that I share, is when thoughts come in our head, then we have to see, is this thing just? Is this thing pure? Is it lovely?
Yeah.
Is it of a good report? Because if it's not, then we know it's not coming from God. And mm-hmm. like you said, we have the power through his word to dismiss those thoughts that are not from God.
Mm-hmm.
Scientifically, it's been proven that whatever our brain thinks, our brain sends signals to our body to align with whatever our thoughts are. So our
mm-hmm.
thoughts are very
mm-hmm.
important. And another thing that was shared with us is thoughts have no power until you attach an emotion to it. So the time to get thoughts under subjection is before you add a feeling to that thought, because then it takes on power, and then we start seeing the effects of either positively or negatively of those thoughts. So if I think something, it's just a thought until I add an emotion to it. So we have to think about that, because it's very powerful when you think about it's just a thought. And we can leave mm-hmm. it just at that. But when that thought, and when I shared with you last week when my car broke down, I had the thought of how am I going to get this car paid for, because I knew what my finances were. It was a thought. But when I attached an emotion to it and I started feeling like, oh, my God, you know, and it was really a spirit of fear that kicked in, then that thought
right.
started to have power. So I had to go back and say, no, this is not from God, et cetera, et cetera. And I had to bring that thought
mm-hmm.
into captivity to the word
mm-hmm.
of God. So what you're saying is so true. Our thoughts are so powerful. Our mind is a powerful
yes.
tool. So we really have to, and when Paul said he renews his mind daily, this because it's consistency
daily.
In renewing our mind. It's like we're literally rewiring our brain in the natural. And that's how
yes.
we renew our mind. We have to literally retrain our brain from old habits, old patterns, because our brain automatically reverts to whatever has been a habit and pattern. It's been established in our brain.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to continuously
mm-hmm.
go over and over and over this. So when we look at our scriptures, because I'm a spiritual person, but I see that God is also a scientist, because of how he wired
mm-hmm.
our brain. God knows everything we need in our body to perform and to function the way he ordained us to function, and the enemy tries to contradict or oppose the way God wants us to function, because
yeah.
our brain was meant to function for God and to think on his word and to know his word and live out those things. But the enemy, like you say, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And he always attacks us in the mind. Everything starts with a
mm-hmm.
thought. So this is a very good
yeah.
teaching. I thank God for you all, you know, getting into this. Is very important that we look at our thought patterns and what we are thinking in our mind. For all of us, it's a constant renewal of our mind every single day of our lives. So I just thank God for your teaching. And that's all I wanted to add into that today. Amen.
Amen, prophetess. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. It's always good to have your two cents put in this conversation. Always good. Praise be unto God. Yes, 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 yes. Anybody else? All you have to do is press 1 on your keypad, and you can join in the conversation. Tell us what it is that you know about our thoughts. What do you know? Give us an example of when you found yourself in a place where you knew you had to have a change of mind. Your mind had to be changed in order for something else to take place, for something else to take place. You had to change your mind about something. And listen, there are times you're not just changing your mind about something. You may have to change your mind about some people. You hear me? You may have to change your mind about some people, those very people that are feeding that negative stuff to you, or that they are the vehicle that's being used to bring you that negative thought. It's left up to you to do something about it. It's left up to you. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Let's see. Something had hit me while I was talking, and I lost it. I lost it. Abika, is there anything, beloved, that you want to share? Because my mind just totally went blank.
It's okay. It happens. Because it's like you're trying to get out. You're trying to say what it is that you have right there, that's right there on your tongue. And so you're like, okay, I'm going to say that next. And then once you finish speaking, you're like, oh, my goodness, I forgot that quick what I was about to say. And it probably was really good. It probably was really good.
I know it was. I know it was.
It's okay.
I know
but
it was. Amen.
Yes,
here we have another call.
Go ahead.
Let me see. No, wait a minute. No, I yes, we do have another caller. Hold on a moment, honey. Hello, beloved 4150 from Pennsylvania. How are you?
I'm fine. This is just a wonderful conversation today because I had such an experience, and it is so good to hear both you and Tabika sounding so good today. It's like, oh, this was different
amen.
Than last week. God is good.
Amen, amen.
I'm just glad to hear your voices.
amen.
What you were saying, you know, the enemy does put negative thoughts in our mind. And I was dealing with a case where I had to forgive somebody. And I was hurt very badly by this person. And I asked God, you know, to forgive, help me to forgive them. And then after a while, I mean, I made a decision to say, you know, I forgive them. I had an encounter with them, and there was nothing there. There was no animosity or anything there. But later, and I mean, it was probably, you know, at least, months later. And the enemy brought to my mind what this person had done. And I found myself not wanting to hear their name. I did not want to hear anything about that person. Every time I heard their name or someone who was related to them, a conversation, you know, it would make me cringe. That person would be invited to the same places that I was invited to. I would not go. I could not stand to see the person or just have any contact with them. Could not understand this because I knew I had prayed and asked God to help me to forgive them. And then I was listening to a prophet, and he was talking about when you don't have forgiveness, how it hinders you from being able to walk.
I'm sorry, honey. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You faded out. So adjust your mic or something, but you faded out. Try that again. A prophet said if you don't have something.
That if you have not forgiven, if you have unforgiveness in your heart, it blocks you doing the work of the Lord. There's things God has called you to do, but you can't do them because you have unforgiveness. And that thing bothered me. And so I thought about this person. I said, oh, God, I've asked for forgive them. I mean, I would pray, Lord, I forgive them. But there was something that was just going on, that this thing was just, ugh. And so I talked to you about it. And you said to me, you are expecting a non-Christian to behave like a Christian. And that's why you're having a problem. And when you said it, it took me back to when that person was a Christian, used to go to my church, and said, they went away and came back a year later. They had left the state, came back a year later. And so it was like, hey, we going to church? The person said, no, I can't go to your church and do the things I want to do. And they walked away and never came back. And choosing the world over God, had chosen the world over God. But I was still looking at them as a Christian. And when Christians do things that go against God, it causes other Christians to get upset, because you know better, and you know that the world judges us harshly because we are Christians. So when we do something that is ungodly, they deem us hypocrites. And all this was going on because I was acting like a Christian when in fact they weren't. And once you explained to me that person is not a Christian, that thing, it was like a spirit lifted from me. There was no more hatred, no more animosity, no more cringing at the sound of their name, nothing. It was like the enemy brought that thing just to hold me down. And once I realized what was going on, that thing lifted. And I mean, it was an instant deliverance.
Right.
Ungodly
right.
People do not act like godly people.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Thank you for that testimony, beloved. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. We have one more caller, and that number is 3454, my beloved Tamika. How are you, beloved?
I'm good. How are you?
I am blessed, honey. Thank you for asking.
Awesome. Well, I just wanted to share just some encouragement to people who might think like me. As you know,
mm-hmm.
I have three degrees, and I say this not to boast, but to say that those three degrees that I have gotten in the way of my relationship or building my relationship with God, because my intellect wants to keep jumping in and trying to have faith against my intellect. My intellect
uh-huh.
says one plus one has to equal two. And my intellect
mm-hmm.
says you do this, then this happens. And I think the more schooling that I got, the harder
mm-hmm.
the harder it became to understand relationship with God, the Bible, the whole nine yards. And what hit me today as you were talking, like I love to go to school, and I love to receive new knowledge. And I think that treating this, my situation of having difficulty with faith and understanding, treating it like going for another degree,
mm-hmm.
treating it like schooling and actually getting the education that I need to better understand is what I might need to
yes.
do. Just look at it differently. Just shift my mind and think, okay, then you don't know enough about this, so you need to go to school and get a degree
mm-hmm.
in Jesus.
All
so
right.
I just want to encourage somebody else who might have a lot of schooling, but not in this particular subject.
Amen. Amen. Listen, beloved, let me tell you that there is a young man in my life that has that same problem, and I'm not going to call
mm-hmm.
it a problem, a challenge. He has that same challenge. Very intelligent young man, okay? Very, very. Book knowledge galore, okay? Trying to talk to him about Jesus is like trying to ask that wall that I'm looking at to speak to me in tongues, okay? Because it made no sense to him, no logic. And I
right.
said to him, everything that you do, you have studied, you've got books, you know, to prove your points on this, that, and the other, and you do all of this, yet you won't study the Word of God. You won't study the we have doctrinal books, okay, to teach you the foundational doctrine of God and so forth, you know, taking you back from the beginning all the way up to the end. You not spending any time in that, yet you want to argue
mm-hmm.
against the Bible all the time, and you're not spending any time getting to know the author of the Bible, okay? You're not spending
mm-hmm.
any, and I know that's not 100% your case, because I know you do spend time, but you made such a good point. You got to go to school. You've
mm-hmm.
got to go to school. You know, there are people that are moved by feelings, and they learn from that. Others are those that are learning by thought, logical thought, okay? And that's the way that they learn. And as God created us and gave each one of us the different gifts and which to minister from, this is why there are some people, yours truly here, you know, I'm in the, okay, I'm the person that deals with the application, the people dealing with their feelings, their brokenness, and so forth and so forth. I'm dealing with that. And then there is, and you'll find most of that coming from the New Testament. Then there are those from the Old Testament, you know, the law, the law, the this, you know, strictly the word, the word, the word. There are different teachers that teach from a different perspective, and that's because people learn differently. So it's not one type of teacher that could teach all of us. You know, there are people waiting to hear the sounds of other people's voices, and I may have preached to them, taught them, and so forth, and they didn't get it. And then here comes Tamika. Tamika says, well, you know, blase, blase, blase. Now, which is exactly what I said, except for her voice and how she put it was the ta-da, they got it. They got it, you know. But, yes, we must educate ourselves in the Word of God. We must. And a lot of people, you know, when we go to church, we're looking for the emotional wherewithal, you know, give me some good shouting music, let me dance, and and let me praise God, hallelujah, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And they walk away from that and say, boy, that was a great service. And you say, what was it about? What did you learn? And they have no idea, because
right.
they just dealt with the emotion and the feelings of it, not the taught word, you know, not the taught word. But, baby, thank you for that point. I pray anyone that's on this line that is dealing with the intellectual struggle, because it is something. It really is something. That thing called faith.
Yes.
That thing
yep.
called faith. I'm telling you, that is something when you are dealing with, you know, the scientific proof of things, you know, it's hard to ignite your faith. It really is. As always, Tamika, you know, you always come up with something good for us. Praise be unto God. Denise, thank you for your input. Prophetess Kim, thank you for your input. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, my loves, we have come to the end of our session today, and we will be back again next week. And when we come back next week, you know, we still may be talking about emotional healing, you know, dealing with guilt and shame. Is God really upset with me? Is this why, you know, I can't seem to prosper? And I don't mean financially, but prosper in the word of God, prosper in my spiritual life. You know, we want to talk about some of that. And also, please do remember what Prophetess Kim said is so vitally important, that, of course, with us being men and women of God, you know, we definitely look at the spiritual side of things. But saints of God, never, ever should we get so heavenly minded that we are no earthly good. There's the natural part of this to balance things out. There are times when I am counseling someone and I'm giving them all that God has given me to give them and so forth, but then I've come to the place where I say, sweetheart, but you also need a therapist, okay? You need a therapist, and there's no shame in that. There's no shame in that. You know, that's why we have so many different doctors with different expertise. Your general practitioner is just that, general, you know, has a little bit of everything, can tell you something about a little bit of everything. But when it comes down to the nitty-gritty, let's get to the root of this thing, you have your specialist, your endocrinologist, your cardiologist, your podiatrist, you know, your gastro something or other, whatever the case. But there are people that specialize in something. And so there's nothing wrong with us as the body of Christ. We may have that spiritual thing down pat, okay? But there's some things that people will need to have a therapist for. And let me say one more thing, and then I'm going to get out of here. When we were talking about feeding your thoughts and so forth, I remember back in the 70s in Pennsylvania, there was a young lady that worked with me, and she at one time was like 350 pounds, very, very, you know, much so. She was overweight and ended up having anorexia, becoming an anorexic. And she lost all of this weight physically. And she went from whatever size she was at 350 pounds, she dwindled down to a size 2. This baby would eat a piece of a cracker and would say that she was full. She would take a sip of water, and that would be the gist of what she could get in her. And when she looked in the mirror, she saw the fat person. She did not see that small person that the rest of us saw. Her eyes could not conceive that she had lost the weight. Now, she knew there was some weight loss because of the fact that, you know, she had to change her clothes, get smaller clothes, because you can't put on somebody that 350 down to somebody that needs to be wearing a size 2. So all of that had to change. However, in her mind and through her eyes, all she saw was that fat girl. That's all she saw. The mental abuse she took from being heavy, you know, the people making fun of her and all of that, that's what that baby saw all the time. And she definitely had to get, she needed spiritual healing. she also needed a therapist. You know, she needed help because it was a mental problem. So I'm just asking all of us, you know, to be open to what it is that God has for us. Let us seek first our own deliverances before we try, you know, to bring somebody else to a place of deliverance. And I'm not saying you got to be 100% delivered and set free of everything before you minister to someone. I'm not saying that, because there are times in each stage of our life God will allow us, you know, to minister to people right where we are, and they get their healing and deliverance, and there's still things that we need to work out within ourselves. So the thing is, beloved, love yourself enough to work on yourself with the Word of God. Let Holy Spirit do what he needs to do in your life. Amen? Amen. All right, my love. We're going to go. I know Minister Tabika had a 10 o'clock appointment. So I don't know if she's on here to say goodbye to you or not, but I'm saying goodbye for both of us. Goodbye. God bless you. We love you. Come back again next Saturday, 9 o'clock, and bring a guest if you so choose to do so. We're going to have some good conversation again. So take care and God bless. I love you all.
Thank you for listening to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
Breathe in and then put it in your mouth.
Huh?
Breathe in, then drink it. Well, that way you won't be breathing in when you put it in your mouth. Breathe in.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Now you know how to do it. One teaspoon. And unless you get away with it, unless you got a drink. Now, if you pull a glass of it, then you got a lot. You're going to get the same amount of nutrition, but you got to drink more. You all right?
Wow. Oh.
What?
I almost fell.
What are you doing?
Don't I have to? Oh, God, the room is spinning. Jesus, help me. I think it's in the beginning of October that I have an appointment to see the doctor about it. Oh, God. It's both. But it lasts longer when I'm lying down.
It
lasts longer when I'm lying down. When I'm standing up, you know, I get the dizziness, the waves, and it's a matter of seconds or so. But when I'm lying down, it's just like the whole room. And that's the other thing. When I'm standing up, it's not the whole room. It's just me. I'm spinning. I'm dizzy. But when I lie down, the whole room, like this bed, the room, everything, it's spinning. So thank you so much for my tea. Thank you. Oh, God. Yeah, there was stuff on the table in the community room, and I brought a can of tuna fish from there, and there was something else I brought from there. What? Yeah. Right. And I definitely don't take, I don't take anything, but when I saw the tuna fish and it was something else, it might be spaghetti sauce or something. I'm not sure, but when I saw that tuna fish, and I think it was only the one can, so I took it. Yes, sir. Gotta take my mask. Oh.
And I was wrong when I said that Band-Aid you took off my back, that wasn't from Matthew. That was when you took me down there.
Yes.
When? That was 2 weeks ago.
Oh. So it's up to you to deal with your own relationship.
I can't find a blueprint. You can't find a blueprint. The last time I saw you, what, huh?
In hell.
The last time, Danny, that I saw your Bluetooth, you were plugging it into the thing in your car.
But
You were charging it in the car.
I thought I had it in here.
Let me
in the car. Huh? I can't fix your thing.
What's wrong with my thing?
You remember how I got it to the thing you brought up and down? The stopper.
Yeah.
The stopper, you can push it. You can pull it up.
Yeah.
And it'll go down. But then, in order to get it back up, you got to go under the seat. Because the piece that pulls it up, when you push it down, it's okay. So you're pushing it down, and the stopper will go into place. When you try to
pull the lever,
you pull the lever to close the stopper.
Yeah.
Then when you try to push it back down, the little piece that's under there, it slides up this way. So then you have no pull. I tried to, there's a little clamp on there, but it won't hold. Maybe I squeeze it a little harder. Maybe if it flies and squeeze it afterwards. But that's what controls. There's a little lever in there. And,
is there anything like the thing in the toilet bowl? You know, the chain that hooks on.
No, this is a metal. They fight for the warden's amusement. And they go in the hole. And then they see that that's a bee movie.
A what?
A bee movie. And they see him on the floor crawling up.
I'm nauseated. I want to cry. What? Oh, that helps with pain. That's a seasoning also that you put in your food, but it also it helps with pain.
He's making them fight. This is healthy metabolism support.
In a box. I think there's a box or something. I think it says nausea or whatever on it. I think. Okay.
Any need one or two?
How many does it say?
Four. Two to four. How much? Two to four.
And is it chewable?
I think it looks like it.
Yeah.
Swallow that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's terrible.
Two again. You can put all of them in your hands.
No. Get two.
It's just three to four. Yeah. And then three. But you took three last time. Three missing. That's only my fighting to death. I'd rather fight to knock somebody out. Because if you're fighting to death, they can't quit. Because you're going to kill them. Oh, you want to be in there.
Yeah. Get in here and put something else on here. I mean, go put that around.
We're working 3 to 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We're working 3 to 4 minutes. Blind Fury.
Yeah, they can play, they do.
Flying Fury.
Welcome to the Rich Eisen Show, right here on the
Now, you can binge your favorite Martha Stewart Goldstein shows free on the Roku channel, wearing classic commentary and with your very best life. What can I say?
Okay, but I misunderstand you. Did you say you saw it?
Yeah, I thought it was one of my favorites.
Okay, no. So did you see it on here when you said it?
Yes.
And what happened to it?
I took it off. You said you remember. You saw it too.
I said, what?
You said, you did it. I heard you say, I saw that.
Oh, I didn't say that.
I know you did, but you saw it with me. I told you what I put it on, that was one of my favorites.
Okay.
He was in the war. I don't know, Vietnam or whatever. And Stratton blew up his face and took out his eyesight. So the natives took him in and taught him how to, you know, he took a sword. He's blind now. He got the sword. He looks like a fist. I mean, they made a color war. They threw stuff, they throw stuff at him and make him. Oh, what it is, what it's going on. It was good. That's, you remember it?
I have a spot of talent, and I'm always the future. Here we go.
Well, that's what he wiped out right now. Come on, machine. Oh, I'm about to talk it off. Wait a minute. Yeah, I'm about to talk it back up.
What?
Lime Fury. Yeah, I was going to put on Morning Dead or Alive. Same guy. So I could watch these movies over and over. Oh, my God. To be or not to be? That's the question. What's the answer?
One.
One.
Two. You have 2B,
or
I have 2B,
or not 2B.
It's the better deal offer of the week.
Then a zero.
$1,500 back in bonus bet if your first bet doesn't win.
Why do you gamble so much? Everything they can get money out of people.
Have your picks, parlays, and popcorn ready. And turn any game into a must-watch. Download the BetMGM app.
It's all. One thing is, it got the merchants.
Right.
Could be got the merchants, because you don't pay it. So you pay $3 to watch the movie without commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can watch the merchants and you might see something you like. You see?
Yeah. You have to. I won't touch your head.
Why are you going to touch my head? That was off of trash. Thank you.
So far, no memory. Joe Pachiki, the
farmer. So in the season, in the jungles, they set the field fish. And she came up to the mountain from the
I was going to say, stop it for 1 second. When they just showed the hand and the badge,
mm-hmm.
So there was the hand holding the badge here,
mm-hmm.
And there was another hand here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying both hands are not on the same person. I'm like, what the heck? And then eventually, it, you know,
yeah, it's with other people.
Yeah, not on the same person.
Yeah, no, I
went up. Okay, come on. Okay.
Miami, Florida, 20 years later, wow. It's been a long time, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
deal for both of
us. He's not paying it on my book.
You can't pay it back. You paid me. Oh.
I would die.
Most of them would. Come on, boy. They can't think like that.
Huh?
Most of them would
just kind of give us that name. Our last game is done a lot.
I'm okay. I'm single. I knocked the phone off. And he knocked that muscle off.
And son of the Dalai Lama, Mr. General. Please, please. That right there looks like a thing.
Remember they told us how to do all that stuff blindfolded. I was blind.
Coming.
Get in here. Mr. Rule, where's your boy?
New customers spend $5 to get $200 in bonus funds guaranteed. And all NFL bettors get $100 of NFL Sunday ticket from YouTube TV. So you can live bet all game long. Get all your high fives in now before football Sundays. Because Sundays again, spend $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and get $100 off.
What?
Huh?
No.
Okay. You don't have to pause it. Just let me know when it's on.
Yeah. I muted it for the commercial. On. Oh, no. Commercial still.
2 weeks is nothing. It's not new to me.
You had it in food that I've made before. Right. Move me on, babe. Move me.
Oh. I don't see her.
You can't. Not right now. temptation to Reno, and that's where we're going.
I can walk by myself.
Yes, thank you. Officer, come on. We don't want to miss our bus.
I need to win with you. You don't need it. You're blind.
Come here, little trick.
I was pretending on the bus in a long time.
There was a nice little boy inside.
fulfilling me that way.
Huh?
I said it's fulfilling to be that way.
Where are things to
in your pocket.
Oh.
So you were setting the war, huh?
That's right.
Hey, you could see them.
Yes, I could see them. Now give me that.
Well, what happened?
Your daddy and I became friends in boot camp. I figured we'd be pals for life. He made me laugh, and I kept him out of the stockade. He was always clowning around with explosives and stuff, scaring the hell out of everybody. Finally, our time in Vietnam was over, and we were going to go home. Right in the middle of our celebration, the fire base got hit by a water attack. Her dad and I were picked to take out the enemy. Plan was that he would cover me while I would get close enough to take him out. Down at the door, the side, the other guys were waiting. Where I lost my sight.
Yeah, I mean, did you okay or what?
Your dad was fine. Just fine.
Yes, operator. I'd like to place a flare call to my mom in Miami, Florida. Her name is Lynn Devereaux. Yeah, D-E-D.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the big idea? I need to call my mom.
You can't.
Why not? Why can't I?
Billy, there's something you gotta know.
Good old boy.
Headspan. Oh.